Welcome back to a special edition of Stateside, Flint, 5 years later. Karen Weaver is a clinical psychologist who was elected mayor of Flint in November 2015. Her task? Overseeing her city's recovery from the water crisis. Mayor Karen Weaver, welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back talking with you.
Mayor, I think quite a few people, not only here in Michigan, but across the country, think the water in Flint is still unsafe to drink. Is that accurate? Do people in Flint have clean drinking water?
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you asked that question because I think there's some confusion about the state of our drinking water in Flint. Because one thing people have heard is, and I have continued to say to our community, is to continue with the bottled and filtered water. It does not mean that we have not made tremendous progress here in the city of Flint. We're almost finished with the pipe replacement. Our goal is to have that done by the end of the summer. When we test our water, we continue to get good results. However, and that's where the confusion comes in.
Sure.
Until we get all of the pipes replaced, we're going to err on the side of putting health and well-being above everything. And in our conversations with the EPA, one of the things they have stated is that until we get all of the pipes looked at and or replaced, we should continue to err on the side of public safety. And so we are telling people to continue with bottled and filtered water, because one of the things that has also been told to us is while we're still pulling out lead pipes or galvanized pipes, you have that potential for lead to leach into the system. And so we want all of the pipes looked at and changed before we give the all clear. But I do also want to add that even though our goal is to have that completed by the end of the summer, I then want our medical community to say, okay, we want to continue to see stable results for a certain period of time before they give the all clear. So I'm really taking my direction from the health community here in the city of Flint before we do that.
The ACLU of Michigan is saying there are about some 7,000 water service lines that need to be checked and possibly replaced by your city. Does that ring true to you? Is that accurate?
It's probably between 5 and 7, correct. And that's why we're saying that. While we, you know, we're a year ahead of schedule as far as the lead service line replacement, but we want to look at everything, and that's what we're doing. And that's what I'm saying we should have completed by the end of the summer, is looked at those pipes and those that are lead and galvanized, have them changed.
The city's public works director cited the Flint Water Distribution Optimization Plan when he recently said that in addition to the money that Flint has already received, the city's going to need to make about an excess of $300 million in additional improvements to the water system over the next 20 years. We all know Flint's finances were problematic before the water crisis. So how do you see the city paying for these needed improvements?
Well, some of the improvements we have continued to get some funding for, and we're still looking for more of that. In fact, initially when we did our intended use plan, one of the things we talked about was upgrading the meters. You know, we needed new meters. And we were able to use some of the funding to take care of that because we knew we could not do that. And so those are the conversations we're continuing to have, not only at the state level, but at the federal level as well, that there are still things that need to be fixed and Flint still needs to be made whole. How can we do that? And what kind of funding and what kinds of help are you going to give us? So that's what we're doing.
Let's talk water rates, Mayor Weaver. A 2016 national study found on average Flint residents pay the highest water rates in the nation. Are water rates still too high?
Yes, they are. And you know, it's so funny because I'm glad you brought that up. So many people don't realize that was what we were fussing and fighting about originally before the switch was the rates that we were paying. While we did have an emergency manager in place, we know our rates were raised, and that was our water woe at that time. And we're still paying high rates. One of the things we've been told really by the state is that, and this was before the new administration, they were trying to get us to increase our water rates. And that was something that I said, I cannot do that. There is no way in the world when what we are going through, we are going to raise the rates of the people. But one of the things we also recognized is, you know, that's what happens when you have a dwindling population. And that's why economic development was so important to this community. That's why housing was so important to this community, because we have to, you know, keep residents and bring new residents and new businesses so we can have a tax base to help take care of some of these things. You know, when our infrastructure was built, Flint was booming, and we had a population of, 200,000 plus, and our infrastructure was built for about 250,000. And when your city is cut in half, you still have those same water rates and half the population to pay for that. And so one of the things we've been doing, and I know people are paying attention, at least I hope, because water rates is also a public health issue, because when people can't afford to keep their water on and water gets shut off, you have all kinds of health concerns and health issues and challenges. And so we've been treating water rates as a public health issue, and that's why we have not raised the rates. And so we've been working with some other partners to say, what can we do about these water rates? And looking at a tiered rate system, we're looking at different options to see how we can address this.
Mayor Weaver, you told NPR's Morning Edition that Flint should have gotten more. That was your phrasing.
Yes,
from the previous Snyder administration. All right. What have been the differences in working with the new Governor Whitmer administration?
Well, and let me say this before I get into some of that, because one of the things, and I'm still asking for this, when I talked about Flint should have gotten more, you know, we talk about how quickly we're changing these lead and galvanized pipes. We've been talking about how our water is testing at much better levels. But one of the issues was the in-home plumbing that was damaged. So you may have a person whose water tests high because their in-home plumbing was damaged, their fixtures were damaged. And that's what I'm talking about when I say we should have gotten more. I think that's something that should have been taken care of by the state. And initially, we had gotten approximately 4,000 fixtures for homes. And we were told at first that we were going to get 4,000 a year over 3 years, which would have been 12,000, but we only got the 4. And so that's been a problem. And that's where I'm saying we still need help. We still deserve more. People's appliances were damaged. That's an area where we're still having conversation with the state about that.
But then are there differences? Are you finding differences in working with the new Whitmer administration?
Well, I'm hoping so. I'm certainly hoping so. We had our first meeting to talk about, okay, here's an update on Flint. Here's where we are, and here's where some of our needs and challenges continue to be. So we've just gotten started, and I'm hoping for some positive results. I do have a concern when I sit around the table and I see some of the same people with MDEQ. That's troublesome for the people of the city of Flint because, we have trust issues. So we're going to see how that part works. But we were able to sit down and say, here's what we've done. Here's what we still need to do. Here's the direction we're going. And we're going to see how it goes.
If you've just joined me, I'm speaking with Flint's Mayor Karen Weaver. We're marking the 5th anniversary of the city being switched to river water from the Flint River, which was the beginning of what the world now knows as the Flint water disaster. When you look at Lansing, Mayor Weaver, from lawmakers, state agencies, the MDEQ, Health and Human Services, the governor's office, do you get a sense that anything was learned from Flint's water crisis? Have you seen changes?
I hope something was learned from Flint's water crisis, and I hope that it was learned not just here, but all across the country. I hope people have, I told them, don't let us go through a crisis and not learn from us. So I hope people are looking at not taking water standards for granted. I hope people are learning about the importance of maintaining and investing in their infrastructure. Those are the lessons that we hope are learned as a result of this and the damaging impact that it can have and how difficult it is to rebuild trust when something like that happens. But one of the things we also learned is while there are trust issues, people have said, well, why are we even having MDEQ doing the testing? Well, that's what they're supposed to do. that's what they're supposed to do, and we're going to hold them to that. But because there is a lack of trust there for the people of the city of Flint, that was why we had the outside or the independent testers come in. And that was very, very important to us. And I do believe that they understand that. At least I hope so. I hope so.
I want to pivot over to the prosecutions of the city and the state officials.
Have there been any?
Well, they've been slowed to a crawl. How important is it for people of Flint to see people held criminally accountable for their actions?
It's very important. And that's one of the things we've asked for from the very beginning, and we've still been waiting. And while charges have been made, no one has really been held accountable for what has happened in the city of Flint. We've had not only kids that have been damaged by drinking lead poisoned water. We've had pregnant women that had miscarriages. We know we had a higher rate of miscarriages and stillbirths. We know we lost people to Legionnaires. People died as a result of that. And the list goes on. We know people with compromised immune systems have been severely impacted. And that's a problem. And for no one to be held accountable is very troublesome. Because if somebody came in, you know, we've had, what, I believe 13 people that died as a result of the Legionnaires. If someone came in and shot 13 people and had been caught, they'd be in prison. But no one has been held to that level of accountability for what has happened in the city of Flint. And I think that's a sad thing.
Can Flint move on?
We are moving on.
But can Flint heal and can trust be rebuilt without anyone being convicted?
You know, we're moving on because we have to. And I think that's a testament to our strength and our resiliency. We're not going to let this stop us because Flint is coming back strong. And if you come to Flint and you see what's going on, people are just so surprised about the progress that we've made and that we're continuing to make here in the city. I mean, we finally got named to a great list of the top 125 best places to live. We haven't had that kind of positive attention on us in a long, long time. So we're moving on because, you know, we keep telling people we're Flintstone strong. So we'll move on. Now, when you talk about trust, there are some people that said they won't trust water anywhere. They will always use bottled and filtered water, whether they stay in Flint or move someplace else. One of the things we are telling people still is get your water tested, because those are the things that are going to reestablish trust. That's why it was important to train some of our own people to be able to do this testing, because we trust each other. It's important to be able to hire local people to be part of this healing process. And that's what we've been very intentional about, is making sure that we, the residents of the city of Flint and people from Genesee County, are involved in the rebuilding. And I don't want you to get me wrong. We appreciate help from everybody, and we take help from everybody, but we have to be part of this process for healing and to reestablish trust.
What else will it take to earn people's trust back?
I think it's going to take a number of years to earn people's trust back, because other things that happened in the city of Flint prior to the water crisis, and that just seemed to be the straw that broke the camel's back. It's easy to break trust in the blink of an eye, but it takes years to reestablish it sometimes. You know, we were told in the beginning that the pipes would recoat themselves, and let's just let that happen. I said, no, people aren't going to trust that. I don't trust that. We deserve to see new pipes going into the ground. That's how you're going to start reestablishing trust. Making sure the people from Flint and Genesee County get some of these jobs that come along with the crisis. That's going to reestablish trust. Seeing companies come in like Lear, seeing new housing coming in that we got that $30 million from HUD, and we're putting that across from Lear. Next year it will be across from Diplomat. Seeing new parks and playgrounds happen, seeing us be a healthy, thriving community again are the things that are going to reestablish trust.
And when you think of the international attention that mm-hmm. has been put on Flint, along with things that you've just alluded to, tens of millions in funding from the state, from the federal government, not to mention private donations, with that kind of momentum going, are Flint residents better off because of the water crisis?
I don't know. Because if I was one of the people that lost my loved one to Legionnaires, am I better off? I don't know. If my child was damaged cognitively, or I see they need mental health services now, or they ended up in the juvenile justice system, am I better off? I don't know. What we decided to do was take this because we knew opportunity would come as a result. And so when you're dealt a bad hand, you better try to play it well. And I think that's what we've done. We said we're not going to have a crisis come in and not make opportunity happen for our people. So some things are happening that are great things. And it's just too bad that a crisis had to take place for these great things to happen, because they're things that should happen in communities anyway.
Mayor Karen Weaver, when we talk to you 5 years from now, the 10th anniversary of the switch to the Flint River, what do you hope you'll be able to tell us?
Really, what I said, we played a bad hand well. We really, really did. And I think that if we can come through this crisis in the manner in which we're doing and making great things happen for our city, I think we give other people hope in their communities. That's part of what I enjoy hearing. People have told us that we're watching Flint and we're learning from Flint. We have made this country have a conversation that was long overdue about water quality standards and about infrastructure. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
Karen Weaver, mayor of the city of Flint, thank you for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you. I appreciate it.